welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Friday edition of the podcast. We get you ready for a busy weekend of football betting. 3 days of football betting in the NFL. You got three games on Saturday, the bulk of that betting action coming Sunday, and then Monday Night Football ties a nice little bow on week 15. We gave out a winner with George Kittle last night for Thursday Night Football, went over his receiving yards. Boy, did he. And then we also talked about his touchdown anytime odds, which were plus 210. And then if you followed the Thursday night preview that I wrote for Covers.com, we put those two bets and we put them together with the Niners money line for a tasty little same game parlay. That one cashed in. So a good start for everyone involved in week 15. Joining me as always, pulling the levers, pushing the buttons, is my producer, the man behind the 600. Dell, how's your holiday shopping going, pal?
Not as good as I would like it to go, but things are delayed. All the packages are backlogged, and it's been a bit of a nightmare this year. I'm usually not like that, but it hasn't been great.
It's been busy. You lose track. It flies by. December is gone, like just flown by. I can't believe, like, what are we, nine days out from Christmas now? That's madness.
Yeah, it's coming around quick. But the weather's been good. It hasn't been as bad as it usually has been, so that's nice.
We got some snow here today. It's supposed to snow a little bit. The kids are happy, though. They were worried they wouldn't have snow for Christmas. I was like, yeah, you'll have snow for Christmas.
That's the funny part. When you're a kid, you love the snow. When you're an adult, you hate the fucking
it's
snow.
Terrible.
The snow's the fucking worst.
Yeah, my back. I haven't gone out and looked at the driveway yet, but I'm sure it's going to cripple me when I'm done here. So pray for my back, everybody. If you want to give us a little early Christmas present, you know what? Rate and review the Sharp 600. That would be a great Christmas present for us. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. If you've been listening to the podcast all season and playing the picks and following along with everything, then let us know that you enjoy it. Take a couple seconds. We'd much appreciate that. And with that said, let's go. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
You'll shoot your eye out, Ralphie. That's honestly, Christmas Story is one of my all-time favorite holiday movies. All right, so we had another good week with NFL underdog picks over at Covers.com. We had a nasty November, however, a December to remember so far. 7-2 ATS to start the month. The first dog for this week, going to Saturday, and we're going with the Indianapolis Colts at Minnesota. I bet them plus 4.5 when the column came out. This one now as low as plus 3. Still some random fours out there. Colts coming off a bye. The last time we saw them, they didn't look that great. They were getting blasted in the final 15 minutes of that game against Dallas. However, what you forget is that the Colts were right in that game, 21-19. They had some bad turnovers. Definitely not the defense's fault, and this defense has been playing very well. The pass rush has been picking it up here in recent weeks as well, too. They face a Vikings offensive line that's not that great at protecting Kirk Cousins, the high pressure rate for him. I like the Colts and the points. Next up for me, Tennessee Titans plus 3 at the LA Chargers. This one could be a bit of a nailed-up biter. You got the Titans defense banged up in the secondary, pass-happy Bolts offense, but the great equalizer is Derrick Henry. He got his groove back in week 14. Had a big day. Could have had a lot more had they not been trailing. And then the Chargers have one of the worst run stop units in the NFL right now. That could allow Tennessee to run, chew up the clock, play that slow down pace is like what they like to do, play keep away from Herbert and company. And then when LA does have the ball, they've been able to put up yards, but not so many points. Tennessee, one of the best red zone defenses out there. So I like Tennessee and the points. Final underdog for week 15, the New York Jets. I bet them plus 1. It's as high as plus 1.5 right now, but a couple reasons why I like the Jets here. Detroit, it's first road game in almost a month. It's a little cold, a little breezy in Jersey, a long way from the fast track of Ford Field. Two, the Jets defense is legit, and facing this New York stop unit is the toughest test for this Detroit team on the road since it got stymied by Dallas 24-6 back in week 7. And then three, the Lions defense, it's not legit. 24th in DVOA, 29th in points per play allowed on the road. I like what the Jets and Mike White have going, so the Jets and the points at home. More Week 15 bets. Sunday Night Football, just kind of keeping it simple, stupid. Washington money line, minus 210, maybe not a popular bet, but I look at the four-point favorites, as I've talked about, and they're not great against the spread. However, they do win games, and I think the Commanders are the right side here. They definitely have the edge. They kind of have a weird schedule quirk, back-to-back games against the Giants with a bye in between, which means just 3 weeks of nothing but Giants prep. Ron Rivera and his guys, they played a sloppy game in that 2020 tie back in week 13. But they definitely outplayed the G-men in terms of yardage, in terms of possession. I think Rivera and his guys, they tighten that up. They have the rest edge. They have the contrast in current form, home field. Give me Washington outright, minus 210. You could play double result if you want, minus 105, but minus 210 just sounds better to me. Samaje Perine, touchdown anytime for the Bengals, plus 285 out there. This one is short as plus 150, as many shops, so definitely shop around. Caesars has plus 285, Bet365 plus 225. FanDuel was low on them, plus 150. Mixon, back from the concussion, but Perine still getting some goal line touches, scored a touchdown last week. Honestly, I think he is a better running back right now than Mixon, at least from running the football. Very high ceiling for him to hit pay dirt against the Bucs. So Perine was as high as plus 290. You can get him plus 285 right now. So go shopping to score a touchdown. Donovan Peoples-Jones, over 3.5 receptions for the Browns versus the Ravens. Now, word out of Cleveland is that they're going to push Deshaun Watson to pass a little more, pass the ball further. In his two games back, he's been a bit safe, but he did throw a lot to Peoples-Jones. Targeted 12 times for 8 catches last week. And I talked with Tom the Hitman, professional sports better, we do some videos on Friday mornings. He was talking about under on Amari Cooper, saying Cooper has this bum hip. He doesn't like playing in the cold. Could almost be more of a decoy out there. And that opens it up for the other receivers. Peoples-Jones has gone over 3.5 catches in 8 of his last 10 games. Ravens, very good versus wide receiver ones. They're going to give a ton of attention to Cooper, but 21st in DVOA versus wide receiver two. So I like Peoples-Jones to have 4 or more grabs in week 15. And then Sam Darnold, Carolina Panthers going over 193.5 passing plus rushing yards versus the Steelers. Darnold's outputs have been a bit skewed here, considering how well the Panthers run the football, but also, too, they've been blowing out teams, smoking them in the second half, running a lot more and leaving less for him passing. He's attempted only 19 and 24 passes in his last two games, totals of 164, 120. But against the Steelers, Carolina is not going to have it as easy on the ground. They're going to need Darnold to make some throws. And he's also one of the more underrated running quarterbacks out there. He can move when he has to. He had 30 rushing yards last week. The bulk of that came on a 26-yard scramble. But the Steelers' pass rush is pretty good. I think they're going to push him out of the pocket. He's going to have to pick up some gains with his legs. I like Darnold to go over 193.5 pass plus rush yards in week 15. Dell, any props or bets you like for week 15?
Keenan Allen, anytime score at plus 135. Since returning from a hamstring injury, Allen has been great, especially in the last 2 weeks. The Titans secondary ranks in the bottom three in catches, yards, and touchdowns to opposing wideouts. He's the Chargers wide receiver one, and I think Herbert finds him for 6 this week.
All right, those Chargers receivers getting healthier, so that's a big thing. Tis the season for Christmas parties here, which means specialty holiday cocktails. I've got some parties on the calendar. I like mixing up some fancy drinks, get the Yuletide juices flowing. And with that in mind, we're going to take some NFL teams and assign them their own Christmas cocktails here. So the Las Vegas Raiders, well, they're drinking cranberry whiskey sours this holiday. I'm a massive fan of whiskey sours. They're awesome. But this one may be a little too sour for my liking. Kind of like betting on the Raiders, who have definitely soured bettors with their notorious collapses in the second half this season. And if the sour doesn't get you, the whiskey's going to hit you like a Baker Mayfield no helmet headbutt. How did you let that happen, Vegas? The Cincinnati Bengals, they're drinking Irish hot chocolate. Now, this drink is a mix of red hot cocoa and the rich and creamy liqueur. The Bengals, a red hot team right now on a 5-game winning streak, and they're making you rich during this run by covering in each of those 5 outings. Houston Texans, good old-fashioned rum and eggnog, these guys. Pretty good at first, but the more you have, the more you feel sick to your stomach. Kind of like the Texans. Pretty good at first. 8-5 ATS against first half spreads this season. The more you ride those games out, you get sick pretty quick. Houston going just 5-7-1 ATS on full game spreads, ranked dead last at fourth quarter DVOA by a mile. And the last one, Detroit Lions, they're peppermintinis. These are pretty good. Big public favorite among Christmas partiers. My lady likes them. So sweet, the instant sugar rush has you on Dan Campbell energy levels, but also dangerous. These suckers have enough alcohol in them to power a snowmobile. If you're looking to go over the top of your Christmas parties, like the Lions, who are over 9-4 over under in the season, tangle with the teeny this holiday season. All right, so we came up short. One game missed on our Team 600 teaser last week, as we do each week. I give a leg. Dell gives a leg. Arthur from the Superbook, who will join us in a second, gives a leg. I'm going Buffalo Bills and walking them down from -7 to -1. Weather aside, this is just a tough spot for Miami. Third straight road game on a short week. You're playing in a revenge spot for the Bills, who lost to the Dolphins. I like Buffalo -1. What do you like here, Dell?
I like the Packers minus one. The Rams are 0-4 against the spread in their last four meetings at Lambeau, and the favorites are 10-2 against the spread in their last 12 meetings. Neither of these teams are good, but Aaron Rodgers and the Packers should handle business quite easily, in my opinion.
All right, and you got Baker making a second start, and I think it's supposed to be cold and nasty in Lambeau. That's the Monday night game.
It is the Monday night
game. I like the Monday. All right, so the Monday night game. So we're stretching it out over the Saturday. See what
we're going to make him sweat
here. Coming up with the 2 minute drill. 2 minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the famed Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, the teaser is taking shape here. Dell has Green Bay minus one. I'm taking Buffalo minus one. What do you got?
Well, let me just apologize. It was my leg that ruined it last week. So I'm going to take, you got to be transparent. You got to do it. Patriots plus seven. Their defense is good and the Raiders are bad.
All right. Biggest bet game for week 15.
It's going to be a Saturday game. Dolphins and Bills. It's probably the best game on the slate. Big divisional game in the AFC East.
A lot of those three game parlays. It's going to be like Thanksgiving, right? Everyone's going to parlay those.
Yes.
Yeah. Biggest liability for you guys?
Another Saturday game. Right now it's the Browns. A lot of Brown love in the early market. A lot of sharps took them at 2.5. We did get to 3. We're back to 2.5, but a lot of Brown money.
Mm. All right. Greatest all-time Christmas present you received as a kid?
There's no doubt in the DeCesar household, it was the original NES.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I got a Sega Genesis was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pros versus Joe's game lining up for week 15.
Your Cowboys are the Joe side, and the pro side is the Jags. The Jags are a team. Yeah, the sharp bettors love them. They took them at 6. We opened at 6. It was probably too high. They even took them at 4.5. We're now Cowboys minus 4. You know, Cowboys will be in all public stuff, especially money line parlays.
Yep. Notable total for week 15?
It's an odd game, but Saints and Falcons, a lot of over money. We opened 41. Sharps took it at 41.5 and 43. Now 43.5 to the over.
Expecting that Ritter kid to throw the ball, I guess.
Yep.
All right. We talked about holiday theme cocktails. Favorite holiday drink or cocktail?
I'm going to kind of do what I did for Thanksgiving. I'm going to give you an overrated one. Eggnog's terrible. It tastes awful. It's so overrated. And I'm a scotch guy. So just give me any scotch, single malt scotch. I'll sit there and drink it. But eggnog, I'm passing.
Really? Scotch is disgusting. I'll drink whiskey, but scotch just has some bite to it, man. All right. I got to go. Best bet for week 15, man. Give it to us.
A couple of weeks ago, they were good to me. I'm going with my boys. I think they play well. They could win the game. Giants plus 4.5.
Ah, I got Washington money line.
Oh!
All right. At odds again, man. At odds again. That's a tough matchup for them.
How about just Washington wins by 3? We both win.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's a winner. Every flashing green. All right. Thanks so much, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for joining us here on the Friday edition of the Sharp 600. We will talk to you on Tuesday pod. Please rate and review when you get a second. Good luck this weekend.